The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. And a wonderful good afternoon to everybody here on Vashon Island. We do have another very fortunate day of sunshine today. I mean, considering fall is upon us, it is still really, really beautiful out. And we're so fortunate to live in such an incredible part of the world. So, once again, greetings, everybody. Tom Walston, your host for our weekly Adventures in Recovery here at the Voice of Vashon. I also wanted to tell you that we've got a special guest coming in today, and I think you're going to enjoy what she has to present to you with a big surprise that's going to be coming to Vashon Island very shortly.
When love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands, to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love. What's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken us any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Definitely is a time of the season. Boy, it's been a while since, I don't know about you, but it's been a while since I've heard that song, and it's kind of always been one of my favorites. You know, I mentioned that we got Tammy Stone coming in a little while today to be live with us here at the Voice of Ashon. And we're also going to be hearing from the Vashon Youth and Family Services' very own Emmy Bell, giving us some updates as far as the progress with some of the fundraising we have going on right now and the diaper drive on the island. And I also would love to tell you about, coming up October 11th, screening and wellness event. This is going to be put on by the Vashon Healthcare District, who we so appreciate here. It's a free event open to all residents, but the focus is basically on the needs of our seniors. So that is October 11th, as I mentioned, and that's going to be from 10 until 2, right over at JG Commons. So enjoy this lovely day, won't you, folks?
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
It truly is a lovely day here on Vashon, and you are listening to your listener-supported Island Connection, KVSH LP, the voice of Vashon. So I did mention we've got a special event coming up pretty soon, and every year we celebrate the voice of Vashon's birthday. And I'll tell you what, I, for one, am so grateful to Voice of Vashon because they allow me a platform to help promote all of the services that Vashon Youth and Family Services provides for the community right here. And there's a lot, too. So we add more things every week because we have that many things going on a regular basis. So let's keep spreading the love, ladies and gentlemen, and keep this beautiful energy on Vashon going on the regular basis that you do.
It's the time of the season. Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands.
Well, we thought we'd give you a little double dose of the time of the season, which I hope you didn't mind, from the Zombies from a long time ago. And I told you we'd have a special guest or two today. And I'm wondering, Emmy, do we have you on the line?
Hi, I'm here, Tom.
Yay, ladies and gentlemen, we have Emmy Bell. And I told you she'd give us some updates. So thanks for joining us today, Emmy, on this beautiful sunny day. What do you got for us?
Well, let's see. Just a quick update on the diaper drive. The diapers are still coming in. I noticed a few more Costco boxes in the lobby. So that's good. More Costco diapers appeared at my caregiving job, and that is from Blythe Bartlett, who is a wonderful member of our community. So thank you, Blythe, and I really appreciate. We also know her as Mama Blythe, and I just want to thank her for generosity and thinking of us. So thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. And let's see, moving on to our budget cut busting fall giving campaign, which I mentioned, I think last week we launched it. Our goal is 100,000 and we are at 16,808.
Wow. And this goes on for a bit too. And before you go on, I want to just thank you, by the way, for being at First Friday, manning the Vashon Youth and Family Services table with another colleague. And it's just really gratifying seeing your presence. And I know you get out there and you're kind of the face that we put to voice to Vashon Youth and Family Services for those of you that do not partake in our services live and in person. So thanks again, Amy.
Well, yeah, you're welcome, Tom. You know, it's also Glory was with me, and she's fantastic. Tiffany does a lot of it, too. The board members volunteer all the time, so it circulates, definitely.
And it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I got to see you, and they were doing something. You guys were doing, like, live. There's a speaker out from Voice of Vashon. You're doing live music, I think.
Well, here's the deal. Voice of Vashon was broadcasting live on the sidewalk. You're right. And we were lucky enough to be right across from them. But what they were doing is auditioning some of the folks that are actually going to be performing at our annual fundraising event called The Voice. And so that's what was going on over here. So, and we're going to be hearing more about that in just a few minutes as soon as we're done with your report.
Okay, well, good. I look forward to hearing about that. Let's see. Oh, I want to give a shout-out to Kirk and Janie Starr for donating $5,000 to our at-risk youth program.
Wow. $5,000.
Yep. So hold on to your seats, though. They gave $20,000 to the community fund. So the community fund is through Vashon Indivisible, and they do the fundraising, and then we deliver the services that they determine, which is immigrant and refugee legal support mostly.
So,
nice. Yeah. So Kirk and Janie Starr gave $20,000 to that community fund, so that's going to go directly to legal support for our island neighbors that are needing that right now.
Man.
Yeah, so that'll be there. That's a safety net that we can create for them. And so, yeah, we're really appreciative of that.
Well, another thing, too, wasn't it just a week before we had another donor give us $10,000 for Vashon Youth and Family Services?
That was the Burkhardt family.
Yep.
They gave $10,000, and that was to us, Vashon Youth and Family Services, because they'd had a member of their family had passed away who really appreciated the value of our services. And they didn't all live here, but the family had been visiting Vashon for, sounds like, many, many years. So,
wow.
So about us. So, yeah. Let me see, Tom, I'm looking at, looks like, oh, that's right. The Vashon Presbyterian Church also donated recently. They gave us $558. So thank you, Pastor Weber. Thank you so much. They have been loyal supporters for a number of years now, so we really appreciate that.
You know, there's so many organizations that are just so setting such an example for passing it on. And in fact, coming up is Gratitude Month, and you know, it keeps on going.
Tell me a little bit more about Gratitude Month.
That is the month of November, and in the circle of, and that, so it's, there's no coincidence, that's the same month we celebrate Thanksgiving. And so, yeah, that's the way it goes. We're going to be talking more about that, but I just want to thank you once again for your weekly call, Tammy Bell, and filling us in with everything that we need to know with that. And with that, we'll look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday, if that's okay.
That would be great. I'm hoping that I can announce some business partner sponsorships that will be coming up. So those letters will be going out soon. We're inviting our local businesses to partner with us and keep our community thriving.
Excellent. So once again, thanks again, Tammy, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Take care, Tom.
All righty. And ladies and gentlemen, I also told you we were going to have another guest with us today. And we actually have Tammy Stone with us. And she is going to tell us all about, here she is. She's making the entrance. Tammy is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And she's going to tell us all about something very important coming up on October 17th. Hey, Tammy.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me. I wanted to talk about The Voice that's coming up, and it is a big fundraiser for The Voice of Vashon, our own community radio, which is so wonderful to have in this community. We're pretty lucky, and so the way it works, well, first of all, we've had great sponsors. I want to thank, you know, Flint Works and Vashon Insurance, Pandora's Box, Vashon Lumber, or what's it called? Island Lumber.
Island Lumber, there we go.
Yeah, and the pharmacy. They've all contributed to make this happen.
Huge presence in the community for all those folks.
Yeah, yeah. And so the way it works is, instead of raising the paddle like a lot of fundraisers do, we raise funds by voting for folks. And we have a lot of great contestants this year. And we have two categories. We have youth and also adults. 18 and over the adults, and everybody else is somewhere between 10 and 17. And so... the way we do it is we have, this year, our judges are Doug Pine, Bruce Ferris, and Martin Fevier. And they will be our judges. And they will be judging who is the best voice in both the youth and adult categories. But we also have the People's Choice Award. And that is from people casting votes, either in person live at VCA on the 17th, or you can also watch it on YouTube live.
What?
Yeah, I know. How cool is that?
Boy, we're getting more high tech every year, because last year, for those of us that were able to partake in The Voice last year, it was at the Vashon Theater.
Right.
And it was so much fun. And there was some great local talent. And speaking of the local talent, are we still taking auditions for that, or are you filled up?
No, we can. We are full. We are.
Good to know.
Very full. Thank you for asking. But yeah, we can't take any more.
Okay, because this year we're at a different location too, folks. Mm-hmm. We're at the Vashon Center for the Arts.
Right. And we have Isaac Slade is going to be performing.
Wow.
Yeah. He's going to perform twice, I believe. And it's just so great to have such an amazing musician that lives on Vashon now. He's from Boulder, but we got him. And that's a pretty big thing, because Boulder's nice, but he decided to make his home here.
Boulder's beautiful. You got Red Rocks. If anybody's ever experienced a concert there, man, that's something else. Well, plus, added to this whole celebration is, it's Voice of Vashon's birthday.
That's right, 26 years.
So if that doesn't entice you to want to make a live appearance, and it is on a Friday night. So what a fun way to spend a Friday night, by showing up at Vashon Center for the Arts. And because the doors are actually going to open at 6:30, the show's at 7, how does one get tickets?
Well, there's a lot of ways to get tickets.
Here we go.
Yeah. Go look on the website. There's posters around town. But if you go to the website on Voice of Vashon, you will see a poster for the show. And there's a QR code on there. And that same QR code... So the QR code that's on the poster right now will take you to our Give Butter page. And I just learned about Give Butter. It's a fundraising platform, and you can donate money there. You know, it's always free to get in, but we're like, buy tickets anyway. So people are buying tickets to get in. And then once you get in, there will be, during the show, there will be a different QR code where you can vote in real time on your favorite contestant.
Dang.
I know, it's pretty high tech.
It's very high tech, and which just adds to the fun.
Yeah, well, maybe. And or the entertainment, anyway.
More will be revealed on that. But I just encourage everybody. And how much are tickets anyway?
Well, they're 10 or 15.
Okay.
Or
whatever.
No one's ever turned away.
We're easy.
We're easy.
We're very easy. We just want you to show up and have a good time. And hopefully, well, I can guarantee you guys are going to hear more about this next week. And we're going to promote it some more next Tuesday when I'm with you again on Adventures in Recovery. And we're going to close out today's show with, I think you might recognize this artist, because this is going to be our guest artist.
Nice.
Yeah.
And he's going to be playing the piano, too.
Wow, what a treat.
Thank you. He walks. You say sit down, it's just talk. Smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. He goes left and you stay right.
Did you